2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, lady.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Go, Gandhi.
I just have a problem with this entire room and the room next door.
What?
I always thought snitches ended up in ditches with stitches like bitches. However, apparently in this room and the next room, snitching is just on the table and we're all doing it to each other. I thought we were a team. What the hell is going on?
Uh-huh. Not everybody snitches. Just Scary. He snitches
no,
on everybody.
Snitch.
Scary's the biggest snitch. I'll tell you, he snitched on everybody.
No. It wasn't me. But listen,
no, it was you.
What are you, Shaggy?
Guys,
I just snitched on him by saying he snitches.
If people start snitching on me and you're throwing me under the bus, you're all coming down with me. And that's what I did. That was the example this morning of what happened.
Okay. Oh, no.
That's exactly what Scary does. If you push him in the water, he's pulling you in with him and pushing you under.
Okay, Froggy is making a special guest appearance in the podcast today. Thank you for joining us, Froggy.
Hi.
You have a unique vantage point being out of the room. Who do you think is the snitchiest person on the show? Because you're not really in any of these rooms where we are every day, but you hear things. So who is the snitchiest?
This is the world's shortest appearance on the 20-minute morning show. I'm out.
Plead the fifth.
You know what? I don't know. I really don't know because I hear a lot. I tell you what. I don't think it's as much snitching because snitching is when you go tell on somebody. There's a lot of shit talking that goes on when you leave the room. So, and I don't mean you by Nate. I mean anybody. So Gandhi, you leave the room. If you do something that pisses somebody off, we all discuss it when you leave the room.
What?
Okay. So, I think everybody does this, so I don't know that there's any one major snitch. Now, I will say what Scary did earlier this morning to Scotty B was wrong.
That was wrong.
However,
that was
I think
wrong.
We all talk shit about each other when the one person leaves the room.
Yeah.
I'm never leaving the room again.
The three guys in this room all snitch a little, but completely differently. When Garrett has something to say, he'll go, "Hey, man, did you hear?"
Yes.
About, right. Yeah. Nate'll start laughing. He'll go, "Oh, okay, all right, don't say anything, but right."
I do.
Right? And then Scary says, "Hey," I'll just use Mike as an example. He'll go, "Hey, Brody, Mike told me not to say anything, but," like, he always prefaces that he's not supposed to tell you, and then goes right ahead and tells you.
Wait, Brody just left himself out of the snitching circle. Well, he's of the other three guys in this room.
I only snitch if it's funny.
Oh, I gotta tell you, my vote for the biggest snitch here is Garrett, and here's why. Because Garrett floats around from room to room while the morning show is on. So he has the opportunity to have more information at hand and then have a chance to cross-pollinate and check each other's stories out.
You know
so
what?
My vote is for Garrett.
Okay.
Scary's right.
Snitch.
Scary's right.
Except Scary currently is snitching on Garrett.
Yes.
But he's only snitching on a snitch, which is that okay? Is that
That's
like a
okay
double negative?
Snitch,
a snitch on a snitch?
That makes you a son of a snitch.
I sort of feel like in this particular atmosphere, it's okay for us to snitch on each other because we brought up the conversation of snitching. But just in general, I thought we were a team, and I'm literally
okay.
We snitched on Scotty today.
You snitched on Scotty.
What is this
bullshit? Are you French all of a sudden? Okay, let's turn it from snitching to shit talking. I will say the biggest shit talker left us recently, Greg T.
Yes, he definitely was a shit talker. He's still talking shit.
We've heard his show.
I invited him down for breakfast last week, and he goes, "F Brody, I don't want to give him the satisfaction of getting his food."
And then he came down and got the food.
And he was just Scary. He was yelling at me and you in the garage yesterday.
Yes!
Screaming at us.
We were walking to the garage, and then just Greg T happened to be there, and Scotty and I were getting into our cars at the same time, and Greg T is screaming, and his voice is echoing through the garage.
What are you under Elvis's spell? You can't come say hello to an old friend for 25 years.
All he wants to do is have a drink with us after the show,
but in all fairness,
down to his office.
Okay.
Scotty had to listen to Greg T bitch every single day in that room, so he'd heard him bitching
about
everybody.
Because we had adjoining desks. Last week, he deliberately called when he knew Scary and I were recording the Brooklyn Boys podcast, and he called just so he could ask Scary why he wasn't at a meeting.
Then
he goes, "Oh, I forgot. It was only for hosts of morning shows. That's why you weren't there, Scary."
That's a good one. What a piece of shit talker.
I know.
And by the way, I can't tag him in any pictures anymore. Because his screen name has his new radio station in the name that is on Instagram. I'm not promoting his station.
Were you tagging him in a lot of photos?
No, I took a picture of him stealing our food. And I was like, "Oh, I better tag him."
You know he's listening to this.
Oh, absolutely is.
Yeah. Well, let's face it. We all shit talk occasionally.
Of course.
I mean, I think that's how we get stress out. That's how we relieve the tension.
You shit talk me?
I shit talked you today when you snitched.
That's right. Nate and I were shit talking
you
together.
We were shit talking
you together. Believe that you threw Elvis under the bus on the air.
Yeah.
I feel like scary is one, like if I had something really serious about somebody that was really bothering me and I didn't want to shit talk to everybody and I just wanted to tell Scary, I feel like Scary would keep it a secret if I told him how important it was.
But here's the thing.
Am I stupid?
Thank you, Froggy.
You see,
am I stupid?
You see Scary's face right now? He doesn't realize that he was doing it. He has that look of confusion on his
Dude,
face like he didn't do anything.
1 hour from now, hey, Garrett, Froggy said don't say anything, but...
Really?
To be fair, I know I'm the new one. I've never had that conversation with Scary. He's never started something out with, you're not supposed to know this, but he hasn't started
Thank
that.
You.
So.
Thank you.
You know what? I will say, I think Froggy and Scary probably are the two strongest confidants.
No,
that
no Froggy
had.
Is. Scary's not.
That's not
I don't know. I think Scary's a really good confidant.
I'll tell you, the only reason I don't tell stuff you tell me is because I know I'm far away and I could be the only person you told. And therefore, if I tell, then you fucking know it was me. So I got no other. I can't blame anybody else.
So let me tell you guys a story. I told it in the room the other day. It wasn't recorded or anything. I used to work with someone that he was famous and he was in the press occasionally. And one day he was telling us about something that was happening in his life and we were all excited for him. And then the weekend happens. And so that following Monday, we're like, oh my God, did that happen over the weekend? And he looked confused and he goes, what are you talking about? You know, that thing that you told us about on Friday. He goes, oh, no. I made that up. I wanted to see if any of you was a leak to the press.
Oh, did it get leaked to the press?
Did not get leaked to the press.
Did this guy's name rhyme with...
because the person that was leaking things was sick that day. So he figured out who the leak was because nobody else released the information.
Wow.
So I don't know if that's us. I don't think we're at that level, but...
You think that someone would put us to the test?
And give false information to see if it spreads around? I've done that. And it hasn't made it around, so I know who my trustworthy people are.
Fair enough.
Yeah. All right, you said Froggy and Scary were the best confidants on the show, and we already agreed that Scary tells everybody everything.
That's not true.
Not true.
All right.
I don't think so.
So do you feel like you've told me things that I have not?
Actually, you're pretty good. You're a lock, too, I would
Thank
say.
You.
I think. Yeah,
I pride myself in that.
Yeah, I think there's some... I think trustworthiness is an aspect that we appreciate sometimes, but also we know what can be leaked to other people to make it a bit. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I think the thing with Scary today just got out of hand.
I'll say.
I think he got out of hand because he wouldn't back off when all of us were like, chill. Yeah,
well,
chill.
I could tell he was painted into a corner.
He was drowning. He was drowning in the ocean.
And no one was throwing him a life.
You know what it was like when you tell a joke and no one laughs? That's right. He dropped this bomb, and everyone looked at him. He's like, huh, right, guys? Right? And we were all like, you're a dick.
Yo, be cool.
Yeah, we're like, I'm not going down with you on that ship. Sorry, bro. Oh,
what am I supposed to do?
Not say that.
Yeah.
You could have come up with a million other things.
You know, do you guys ever listen? You listen to Howard Stern, right?
Sure. Yeah. I grew up on him.
Love Howard Stern. I was listening to the wrap-up show the other day. And have you ever listened to the wrap-up show? It's kind of like what we do here. And they have the same problems we do. It is so comforting.
Oh, show that
so
more cocaine problems than us. But
probably. Yeah. But they were talking about Benji on the show, who was kind of like their Greg T. I think that whole show is hilarious. The way they work it, and there's some inner workings.
Benji's also their writer, too.
Exactly. Yeah. One of the many. And it was comforting to know that Gary and the other producers on the show have to deal with the same bullshit that we have to when they're dealing with somebody else on the show, like Benji, who was our Greg T.
Right.
And it's just, that's how this works, you know? It's a creative environment. And
it's all the same problems everywhere. Like this morning, I came into work here in Jacksonville, and there's a person that works here at another radio station, and she was screaming in the hallway about she doesn't have enough endorsements and that people are taking them away from her, and the sales department blows. And I'm like, dude, I'm like, this same stuff happens everywhere.
Oh, wait, Scary's doing endorsements in Jacksonville now?
Yeah. Did you take her endorsements down there, too?
Is that what's happening?
I am a professional.
We were saying yesterday.
I don't air my dirty laundry in the hallway.
Unless dirty laundry paid you, and then you'd air it.
Time for my dirty laundry.
We were saying yesterday, Scary starts every endorsement with, hi, I'm Scary Jones. At this point, everyone knows who the hell you are. It's so bad when Gandhi does live reads, she should say, hi, I'm not Scary Jones for Cholula hot sauce.
Oh my God. That is so true.
You know, we play a game with your endorsements, right? So since you start with, hey, Scary, we try to figure out what the product is going to be before you get into the product.
Oh, really? You just snitched on somebody that plays that game with you. Who was that? Who does that?
I didn't snitch anybody because I didn't say a name.
Everybody, I guess. He said everybody.
Yeah. He said we. I don't think that was any one person.
But I try and mix it up. I start with, hey, it's Scary. And then sometimes I do, hi, it's Scary. Or, how's it going? It's Scary.
Give us a serious read. Let's say you're doing, I don't know, some sort of vaccine.
Vaccine.
But, a hospital for cancer research.
Yeah. Wait,
oh, my goodness. So now I have to dial it down. My voice has to be like this. It's almost like information.
What about when you did the diapers? Because we know you use diapers. What about when you did the diapers endorsement?
The diapers, it's more happy-go-lucky.
Like, what about for a product that you don't use? Go ahead.
No,
that was the diapers.
Yeah, no, actually, he does, Froggy. I snitched on him. He does.
And the reason why I did that, because it had an appearance attached to it from where I was from, Brooklyn. That's why I did this.
Was someone else in Brooklyn who had three kids who could talk to that.
I know. Anybody on the staff?
I don't know anybody like that on the show.
Can I point something out? So I think a lot of times, especially in like entertainment or just in life in general, girls get the bad rap of being like really catty and bratty and like stabbing each other in the back. Danielle and I get along gloriously.
Yeah, you do.
I feel
really
like the boys around here are stabbing each other all the time.
You seriously have a very strong female bond with Danielle. And I'm impressed.
Well, you know why? Because neither one of you are trying to one-up the other one all the time.
No
That's
way.
Why.
It's really like one of the first times I've seen that in this industry.
I was trying to take a shot at all of you, and you guys were all really nice about it, so that sucks.
Have you heard Scary's new commercial where he says, hi, I'm Scary Jones. Are you an Indian who's short?
I got scoops. It's fine.
Yeah, how'd you get the short Indian endorsement?
What would that endorsement be?
I've passed stuff along. Nate's a fan of Krispy Kreme donuts.
Yeah, and to your credit, you did.
Somebody approached me on the sales floor and said, hey, I'm going after Krispy Kreme. Mm-hmm. I think you'd be the guy. And I said, I gotta be honest,
I'm already doing Dunkin' Donuts, so I have to give it to Nate.
No, Brian T was still here. Oh. I said, I gotta be honest. I said, Nate is Krispy Kreme fanatic. Right. It really should be him.
And I know, as a buddy, if you got a commercial for, let's say, an Android phone, like, that's all I use. I'm the Android guy on the show. You would pass that along to me, wouldn't you?
What did I just hear in the last commercial stops at? Was that an Android commercial, Scary?
I never said
I
owned
one. But can I take your side for a second here, Scary? If Scary goes down and hustles and, like, you know, shakes hand and kisses babies with all the salespeople and we don't, and because of that, all the endorsements come to him,
can't argue with that.
Guys, you're painting him in a corner again. And you know what happens when we paint him in a corner.
And if you need paint, I'm Scary Jones or Benjamin Moore.
No, I'm just saying, like,
the Sherwin-Williams account closed.
And he meets the rep for Androids and they talk to him and they want him to do it. And for whatever reason, if Brody, you didn't go down and do that, you can't get mad at him for doing the work and then giving him
a
not
I'm only pointing out that Scary gave away the spot to Nate because he knew he liked those particular donuts. I'm saying he knows I'm the only one who uses that phone. That's all.
I think what God's
nice
trying
if you
to
spread
say
it
is,
around.
There's nothing. I'm not trying to be shady about anything.
No, not
Speaking
at all.
Speaking of shades, hey, it's Scary Jones. Hunter Douglas is the place.
That's right.
You need shades? Stop by Sunglass Hut on your way home.
Like, I literally never go down there ever.
You should come down. I'll take you by the hand.
You never go down?
No, I'm good.
I showed Garrett the way.
You taught me the way.
Good, and that's great, but I would never get mad at you for having an endorsement that I didn't have because I don't go down there and do it.
It really is hustle. I mean, that's what that is. It's just hustle on the second floor. That's how you make your extra.
A lot of you guys don't have time for that or just don't want to be dealing with it.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I got a tea time. I got to get to the golf course.
And Nate and I are working on creating content for the show. Yeah. So.
My joints don't smoke themselves.
Or hold themselves.
There's that.
I got shit to do.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.